content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hey there, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Spiritually Raw. This is the Cute Corner with our expert Cute Corner gentleman right there, Sean Morgan, who you can see. He's an expert on all things QAnon, author of the QAnon for Beginners, and co-author of Patreon Riches. And you can find out more about him at QAnonFAQ.com. So, you know, before we bring on Sean on the, on the Cute Corner, I want to just remind you that if you're, and thank you for this, by the way, because you all really have been doing this. And so thank you so much. If you're really resonating with the show, please hit the like button, notification bell, so we can keep connected with you, and make sure you're subscribing to the channel. So that helps everything keep in motion there for us. It again allows us to bring on great guests like what we have on here today. So thank you for all of that. So without further ado, my good friend Sean Morgan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hi, Sean.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here. So, I want to dive right in. You know, the Ghislaine Maxwell indictment. I mean, charges include, you know, illegal sex acts. You know, engaging in illegal sex acts. You know, and with minors. I mean, what's going on there? What has Q told us up in that, as far as she's concerned, right now?
Well, the big charge is trafficking minors for sex. So, sex trafficking. So this is not just a person who had a couple of bad interactions with people that they thought they were actually an adult, but they were a minor. No, that we're talking about, she helped with a sex ring. So it's recruiting underage girls. And so we don't know if there's girls and boys, but so far what we know about are girls that were recruited and groomed. So she was training them to be basically child prostitutes, and for Jeffrey Epstein and probably Jeffrey Epstein's cohorts. And many people believe that she's actually higher on the ladder of the deep state than Jeffrey Epstein was. So she may have been the one running the show, because her father ran blackmail for Mossad. He was a triple agent he was a member of parliament and also was an agent for the Soviet Union and for Israel. So this guy, he died a mysterious death, just like Jeffrey Epstein. But it seems like her father taught her and inscripted her into this world of blackmail. That's how you control politicians around the world. And so this is what it seems like is unfolding, but this is really big news, because she is going to snitch on people who are very powerful in Hollywood, in politics. Who knows which institutions will be completely rocked to the core because of this one arrest.
It's really mind-boggling to think now, when you're seeing the whole picture, that she could, and it seems to be highly likely, is the ringleader, and she was really controlling the show.
Could have been, and there could be people even above her.
I mean, between her and Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, that's an interesting dynamic.
It is.
What people are trying to do now, people who are associated with her, they're trying to say, trying to use feminism as some kind of excuse that women can't be complicit in a sex trafficking ring.
What?
That's ridiculous. Of course, there are men and women involved in these things. You can't just blame men for an entire operation like this. So, yes, there are women, and this is something Q has said, that we need to follow the wives of leaders in the world, or not. I don't want to even call them leaders, because call them people who are supposedly powerful. You have to really look at their girlfriends, their wives. That will be lead you to interesting things. Mm-hmm. And so you got to follow the family members too, because Ghislaine Maxwell's sister is in charge of a software company for the government that holds secrets. So this could be a thing where her and her sister really held the keys to the kingdom as far as this.
Wait a minute. Is this true or not true? Is her sister Dr. Fauci's wife?
According to photographs, it looks like it, but according to name, it's Christine Grady. I don't know if she changed her name or what. Captain. That's something I'm still trying to verify.
Mm-hmm.
What is would that picture, be a it does twist? Look like that.
Yes,
it oh, there is this a big inbreeding kind of thing going on with the deep state. I mean, if you look at the deep state assets in the media and just see who's married to people in the federal government, it's unbelievable. One of the people who's prosecuting Ghislaine Maxwell is James Comey's daughter.
Oh, wow.
So wow, that's everything is connected in all of the different institutions, and that's how the deep state keeps control, is they keep it in the family, just like a mob.
Mm-hmm. Does Q have any indication out there as far as maybe what's going to go down with her? Meaning that, you know, is she protected pretty good right now, or is there going to be that window of opportunity where someone wants to get in there and, you know, take care of that problem like they did with Epstein?
Yeah, good question. I mean, first of all, we don't really, really know if Jeffrey Epstein's dead. I mean, that's the official story, right? But you would think he was the most coveted, important witness in the entire world at that moment. For them to just let their guard down and let him get killed, as it appeared happened, that seems like an amateur kind of thing. So what may have happened would be that they let it appear, had a body double or what have you, or a cadaver, and made it look like he was killed or murdered or committed suicide either way. And in fact, they're doing witness protection and getting him to tell all of his dirty secrets. And so I have a lot of confidence in the Department of Justice under Attorney General Barr. I have a lot of confidence in the White Hats and the military. If they want to keep someone safe, they can do it. I mean, Donald Trump has probably had unofficially more assassination attempts than any other president. Everyone in the deep state wants him dead, and they mm-hmm. can't do it because mm-hmm. you've got top military protecting him. And so I think it's the same thing going on with Ghislaine Maxwell. And so I believe that she is or has been for a long time protected, because for her to just be sitting around in the woods in New Hampshire.
That made no sense.
Right. How is that possible?
That made no sense. I mean, right. She could be anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever.
Why would she be in
She's
got
to be smart
States.
Enough to know that. So.
Yeah. So wait a minute. I want to go back to making sure I'm snapping this all together. So there's a theory that you're thinking that Jeffrey Epstein could have had a body double. Makes perfect sense. Are you saying that you think that Ghislaine Maxwell also, they used the body double to...
No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that if she lives, we mm-hmm. win. If she dies, we win. Because what's happened is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, became a worldwide trend. It's a hashtag mm-hmm. on all social mm-hmm. media. So that's causing everyone to wake up. They're just like, oh my gosh, there's no way this guy killed himself.
Right. And
what the deep state has been doing for a long time is when they want someone to die, they make it look like a suicide. They use a red scarf mm-hmm. on a doorknob. And this is something you've seen with so many celebrities that have supposedly died of suicide. Mm-hmm. And now the public is finally waking up to the idea that every suicide isn't really a suicide. And these coroners and these people who are doing the autopsies are actually deep state assets. And, you know, if you look at the Clinton body count, which is another trending hashtag on social media, there have been 58 people associated with the Clintons who have committed suicide.
Right.
It's
wow.
getting yeah. to be a joke. They're calling it Arkansas because mm-hmm. this is where it's actually a homicide, not a suicide. And so what Q has pointed to is, and I'll just, Q has been completely silent since July 2nd. So there's no new intel since then. But the last things that Q posted were a picture of Prince Andrew with Rachel Chandler. And Rachel Chandler was just like Ghislaine Maxwell, because she was a recruiter and a groomer for mm. Jeffrey Epstein. And so there she is, has her arm around. And there's a picture. If you go to qmap.pub and you see the latest post from Q, there's a picture of Prince Andrew, and Rachel Chandler has her arm around his head like she owns him, and she looks like she's about to lick his face, like they're at a party, like they're drunk or something.
Mm-hmm. I know the exact picture you're talking about.
Yes, and then the picture before that is a security cam picture that Rachel Chandler posted on her Instagram, and later that was taken away, but we still have proof of it, that shows the underground layer of the island, of Little St. James Island that Jeffrey Epstein owned. And so there's a temple, and there were, before it was filled with concrete, there were underground layers. And there's these security cam pictures, and there's a bunch of people sitting down to eat. And so there are many people wondering, are they participating in a satanic ritual? Is it cannibalism? What is going on down there?
This was an underground bunker or whatever at his compound that they found?
Yeah, so
Oh my God.
We don't have the official story because this is deeply, deeply classified. You know, we're not allowed to know how many stories were below his temple, or that's all in an investigation. So what Q tries to do is provide publicly available information without violating national security law. Mm-hmm. So Q just asks questions like, well, from the security cam, how many stories below the temple did the underground layer go? He just asked the question. He's not telling you, he's asking you. So you have to take a look at that security cam footage and make up your own, come to your own conclusions. But what I'm getting at here is that this is what's going to come out. What's going to come out is the royal family is implicated. That's why that picture is there. Mm-hmm. And also satanic ritual abuse, that dark religion is going to come to the public knowledge. And this is what's all going to come out related to Ghislaine Maxwell. And remember, the years that she is being accused of are in the 90s when the Clintons were in power.
Hmm.
And that's when Jeffrey Epstein donated money to have the Oval Office refurnished and refurbished, and probably with technology to be able to have access to everything that the president was saying and doing in the Oval Office. So that's how broken and corrupt and blackmailed and controlled our government is from the deep state, that they can just have a direct line to every conversation in the Oval Office.
Sean, what about the Hollywood people out there? Are they low-hanging fruit for this processing right now?
So what we've noticed is that, just like with trying to prosecute a mob boss, you go after the lower people first. And so, yes, we can expect that some of the first people to fall will be the people who are not as important, the people who the public can handle. You know, so if you just go right away with Bill Clinton or something like that, people...
Oprah and Ellen, it's starting to come out. I mean, even... I know people that were like, that's like the biggest BS a few months ago. And now they're like, you know what? Maybe it's not as BS as I thought it was. It's starting, right? Because it's, and I hate to use the word mainstream media, or however you want to call it, Twitter or social media, it's being posted so frequently now that it's hard to at least pass it by.
There's a hashtag called RIP Ellen, rest in peace Ellen. And people are wondering, why is that trending? How did that start? And so it's making people ask the questions, what's going on with Ellen? Why is she making so many crazy videos? Why is she using all the symbology in her videos? Why is her TV show on hold or canceled, or whatever it is? And so, yes, I expect that some of the people to be implicated, there's a list. If you go to qmap.pub, QAnon has posted the list of all the people who rode on Lolita Express to Little St. James Island.
Lolita Express, wow.
And that's actually what it was called,
that's
right?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Just look at the list. You guys you can know who is implicated in all of this.
I mean, the plane, wasn't his plane actually called the Lolita Express, or was that a term that they made up after the fact? I think it was actually.
I don't know, but the point is that it was so well known,
mm-hmm,
that there were underage massage people there, like massaging Bill Clinton and stuff. So and there's pictures.
That's so gross.
Of all this. Mm-hmm. There's proof of all of this.
And
there's
the flight logs.
There's testimony of the people who were massage therapists. They weren't really massage therapists. That's pretty obvious that there was basically a prostitution, child trafficking going on. And so this is what we can expect is going to come out eventually. And we who are listening and paying attention to the post from QAnon, we already know about all this. This is old news to us. These are actually reposts. QAnon posted the picture from Rachel Chandler and the security cam footage of the island. This is like over a year ago. So we already knew about all this. This is how slowly this has to drip out to the public for the public to not go insane. Because regular people who, like, think of just a regular person, someone who's just like a 40-year-old mom at home who's been watching Oprah for 20 years, and then they find out Oprah's child sex trafficker.
Right.
I mean, they will have a mental breakdown. They won't be able to function in their life. And if you have millions of people doing that at the same time, it becomes chaos, and the deep state can actually step in and try to control that chaos. And so we don't want chaos. We want this to be orderly. We want people to be able to handle things. And I want to mention another thing that happened very recently. I believe it was yesterday or the day before, where Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he designated three senior officials in the Chinese government as committing crimes against humanity. And he used several different legislations to support this designation. But one of them is the executive order from Donald Trump to block the property of people involved in crimes against humanity. What's happening is there are these Communist Party leaders who are making minorities in China go to re-education camps. It's basically a genocide. It's horrible what's going on. I mean, this is, the international community has known about this crime against humanity for a long time, but finally, the Trump administration is doing something about it. These people and all their families are not allowed to come to the United States anymore. And all of their property, which they might have in secret bank accounts and stuff, is all being blocked. And so this is what I call a trickle before the flood. Just like with Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah, you know, it might start out that's a B-list actress or something that gets implicated first. But then before you know it, it leads up to the top of the food chain. We're talking about the heads of state. We're talking about the royal family. We're talking about the heads of churches around the world. This is going to completely rock the institutions of our world. So I say to all of you listening right now, it's time to get off the sidelines. Stop wondering, is Q real? Is Q fake? It doesn't really matter if it's real or not. What matters is that you look at the information and decide for yourself and get informed and do your own research, because this is going to change human society, and it's better that you're prepared.
Amen, brother. Hey, I want to jump on another switch gears here just a little bit. We are right now effectively experiencing COVID reloaded.
We just found out about again. 5 minutes ago.
So it's coming in. So we just
thought you meant that. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's coming. They're pushing it back out again, right?
No, so, I mean in our area. Oh, that yeah, we actually yeah, got yeah.
So
nabbed.
In our area, we actually, because we have just been like, we're like, oh, like, you know, hey, yeah, this is great.
No, we live in a bubble.
But we live in a bubble. Nobody's doing this. I walked into a store this morning, 11 o'clock last night, the city council where we live. Every place in our town now, you have to wear masks. So what shakes down now with that, from what you know of, as far as the second phase of this, and then how long do you see that running out to?
Right. Yeah, so the deep state is so desperate, this is all they've got. And this is really not much. I mean, sure, it's causing some psychological damage, it's causing some physical damage to some citizens of the United States. But for the most part, all it's doing is making people sick and tired of the government and making them want to stand up for their own rights. So this is just another ploy from the deep state that's going to end up backfiring, and it's going to make people actually vote out of office. Everyone who's trying to require them to wear masks, everyone who's trying to shut down their businesses, they're going to say, you know what, I'm noticing it's all the Democratic mayors that are doing it. It's all the Democratic governors that are doing this, and I'm not going to vote them back into office. I'm going to kick them out. So this is one of those things that I think the white hats, the good guys, the military, Trump administration, they realize they can't win every battle in this war. You can't just have your way. So what they're doing is they're doing the art of war. You know, the art of war is ancient book from China, strategy. And the art of war says you let the enemy destroy themselves. So you don't, you do wasted energy. If Trump just woke up every single day and said, don't wear a mask, then they would label him anti-science, and then they'd run a pro-science candidate, and then he might end up losing the election. So instead, Trump is like, we have more tests than anyone in the world. We make more ventilators than anyone in the world. He's actually like kind of playing the role of the enemy.
Yeah, it's true.
So how are they supposed to fight that? It's like they can't fight themselves and their own messaging. So that's why Trump is doing that with the testing and with the ventilators. I think the same thing's going with the mask. I mean, if you look in the press, when they ask the press secretary, they say, so what about Donald Trump? He never wears a mask. Does he believe in wearing a mask? And then she just says, yes, he does believe in wearing a mask. He gets tested every day and he social distances, so he doesn't need one. And then they just stop asking the question because they can't win when
they're trying, man. They're trying.
I have a couple questions for you. But first, before we had Gene Decode on yesterday, I don't know if you heard this because it was the first time I was aware of it, but he had said that they've already, you know, the chemtrails that you see in the sky, what they've done is they've loaded them with hydroxychloroquine, which is coming down now. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But my question is, are there more white hats than there are black hats, number one? And number two, because the deep state has, it's an octopus with unlimited amount of tentacles, and every time you think you cut one, another one grows back, and then another one grows back, and then 10 of them grow back. So if we're chipping away at this deep state, which I get, and I know it takes takes a process, but ultimately, are we going to be able to eliminate that whole sector, whatever you want to call it, the deep state, the Illuminati, the powers that be, the shadow government, whatever? Or are they always going to be hovering around in some form or fashion?
Good question. Yeah, so the way I view it is that the deep state and the white hats probably have similar numbers. But the thing is, the public really has the numbers. The people who, and this is why Q says public awake is their deepest fear, because that's why this is a war for the public, for the public's minds, for the public's allegiance. And what you see with all the messaging about Black Lives Matters and about all these things on the left with the kind of communist kind of propaganda, that is to try to weaponize the public. And what you see with QAnon is to weaponize the public as well. So it's a fight for the public and their allegiance. And whoever controls the public controls everything in the world. And so if this was just a battle between the deep state and the white hats, who knows who would win? Because, you know, they both are very powerful. They both have powerful things. The white hats have the NSA. They collect all the information. They have the strongest military. They have all the most sophisticated weapons, but the deep state has control of the media and all these other weapons. So, but what's happening is that there is a campaign on both sides to try to control the public narrative, the public's allegiance. So that's why what you and I are doing in this decentralized alternative media is so important, because whoever wakes up the public and gets the public to take action in one way or another wins this World War III.
That's a great way to look at it. And when I see it from that perspective, it's a lot more inspiring.
Sean, we've gotten many guests come on here that have said, as far as like when the election does come down, is that there really isn't going to be election. Maybe technically there may be, but they're really for lack of a better term, like who's going to even run? You know what I mean? Like, is Q mentioned anything about that, that this is just going to snowball, or is this still Donald Trump's election to lose, or is it still up in the air?
Well, during the midterm elections a while back, Q was very, very active in trying to get people to vote. And what happened is the Republicans won the Senate, the Democrats retained the House, and what Q kept repeating over and over again is the Senate is the key. And so QAnon is very, very in favor of people being politically active and voting. So there's no time to get complacent. It's no time to stay at home. You got to get out there and you got to vote, and not just for the president. You got to vote for local people, state level, all the different levels. So don't be complacent, be active. And what you see is a whole new political movement called America First. So it's not just about being Republican. It's about economic nationalism. It's about right to life and different things that resonate with people. And it's about voting out all the crooks who pulled all this crap with COVID-19. Mm. But as far as what will happen in the 2020 election in November, I mean, look at what the deep state has tried to pull, and we're still so many months away from the election. They've tried to do organized riots, arson, tried to burn down our cities, tried to place bricks and all these, strategically placing pallets of bricks to get people to destroy businesses and hurt people. We saw an autonomous zone in downtown Seattle. This is just the beginning. They're going to deploy all of their assets in October to try to get control of everything before the election. So everything is riding on the election. And so I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't get complacent. And everyone, the white hats are acting like it's all about the election. The deep state's acting like it's all about the election. So that's what my conclusion is, that the election is still important.
Can we, just for our new viewers tuning in for the first time here today, just kind of put this in perspective? Can you give us your definition of a white hat and your definition of a black hat? So just when our viewers that are tuning in for the first time can grasp this.
Yeah, I mean, in general terms, a black hat is just a bad person and a white hat is a good person. But specifically when it comes to Operation Q, a black hat is someone who's in the deep state. And Q has specifically defined the three sides of the deep state triangle, being the House of Saud, which is Saudi Arabia controlling the world's oil money and everything, and probably involved in a lot of other deep state activities. But they were cleaned up and they were reformed. So they seem to be the first big activity from Operation Q. And then there's the House of Rothschild, which controls most of the banks in the world, especially the central banks, and so a lot of the money and wealth of the world as well. And we've had a couple of clues here and there over the time that Q's been posting that there are literally military operations against the Rothschild family going on. And so we're expecting economic reset. We've already had different things happening to change the tables as far as who controls the financial mechanisms of the world. And also the third side is George Soros. And so George Soros is a billionaire. He tries to get involved a lot in manipulating currencies and controlling countries around the world. And he also gets involved with funding political organizations that are actually terrorist organizations like Antifa and Black Lives Matters. So
I didn't realize George Soros got his own side. He gets his own side of the triangle.
Yeah, that's how powerful
he is. That's a big hunk. Holy crap.
And if you watch Star Wars, he looks exactly like the evil guys.
He does.
Star Wars is a good way, a good analogy of what the deep state versus the alliance or the white hats really looks like. I mean, so you got those ugly, evil beings like Darth Vader and everything. And you have all those stormtroopers who are these mindless, you know, aren't people who follow orders in the deep state. And then you have people like Luke Skywalker who use the force for goodness. And so, yeah, the white hats are people in the executive branch, so Trump administration. We're talking about most of the U.S. military and the NSA and especially the military intelligence. So the Army, the Navy, all of these different military branches have their own intelligence agencies. And the FBI and the CIA had been infiltrated by the deep state. So, yeah, in general, white hats, good guys, black hats, bad guys. But you've got good people and bad people in almost all of the institutions out there. So it gets confusing. And there are double agents. And so you never know who's good and who's bad. And so it gets pretty confusing.
Wow.
You know,
the ultimate game.
Yeah, it is. I can't even, just a mind trip being a double agent. But Ghislaine Maxwell's father was a triple agent.
Right.
How do you even... I mean, that's got to be the
ultimate mind screw. Would that be three different countries, if you would, or three different agencies that you'd be working with?
Yeah, I mean, one thing to remember is that it's not so clean and easy as saying there are only two sides in the world in this battle, in this war. There are factions on both sides that are vying for power and so forth. So especially I think if you look at what happened with the Soviet Union, when you look at the Soviet Union, that was, they were keeping their people poor. They were controlling everything. They were, had an arms race with the United States. They didn't seem like they were good guys. But if you look at Russia, you know, it's no longer the Soviet Union, but if you look at Russia now in the last couple of years, it really seems like Vladimir Putin has done things against the deep state. For example,
right, he kicked
George Soros out of their
country. That's where it's like confusing. Right.
Soros is not allowed to manipulate their currency and do predatory lending in Russia anymore. So it does seem like Vladimir Putin is aligned with the White Hats right now.
In this particular circumstance.
Or would it be that he's playing both sides? Right. So there's that big question. Because I've definitely thought about what you just said, and it makes you scratch your head and like, wait, what side is he on? What is really going on here?
And there's a deep state in every country. So it could be that you have a good person at the top who's playing both sides and just trying to figure out a way. It's like, for example, President Xi in China. You never hear Trump say a bad word about him.
Never.
So that's interesting. That's what he's doing. And you also look at North Korea. North Korea has been one of the most brutal regimes. I mean, they literally are starving and keeping half of their country in concentration camps and so forth. So, but Trump always has a good thing to say about Kim Jong-un. And what Q has said is that the ties, the puppet masters above Kim Jong-un, those strings were cut and it freed Kim Jong-un to actually be in charge of his country. Whereas before he wasn't really in charge of his country, he was just a puppet. And so this is like what we call five-dimensional chess, where it's just not just as simple as I move and then they move. And so you've got all kinds of moving pieces. And so that's why it's helpful. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but what I do is I go to people who decode these Q posts and who have a long history of analyzing geopolitics.
Mm. Wow, that's great, awesome. Sean. Well, Sean, thank you, brother, for today. Appreciate it. All this updates and everything like that. I hope everybody, you're getting a lot of value out of this, just like we are. So, Sean, you know, everybody can get you at QAnonFAQ.com, and they can also check you out on your YouTube channel. That's just Sean Morgan, right?
Well,
yeah. In fact, if they go to my website, there's going to be just a button to click on to go to my YouTube. So QAnonFAQ.com is the best place to go.
And check out his channel, everybody, because if you really want to get up to speed of what's going on, Sean puts some really, you know, it makes it super easy for all of us to understand. So thank you for that, which is why we bring him on here. Right. So it's good times to be here with you. So, all right, brother, listen, lots of love to you and we will see you next time. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. There goes Sean, huh?
I learn something new all the time. I love it. It breaks it down to a point that I can understand it. And thank you, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please let us know. Hit the like button, the share, leave some comments, and make sure to hit the notification bell.
And subscribe if you resonate with the message.
And subscribe. And thank you so much for our patrons. We love all of you. And you're really helping the channel grow so much. And we are so truly grateful. And together we will turn this universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.